Almighty God, we thank you today. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, because you have sent us here with good news. And I pray all brothers, all sisters, all men, all women, boys and girls here, oh Lord, release them into your deliverance, liberty and freedom in Jesus' name. All these people here, open the windows of heaven and shower your blessings upon them in Jesus' name. Lord, I also pray, everyone listening by satellite, anyone that is looking into this through internet, oh Lord, I pray your blessing will come upon them in Jesus' name. All those patients in the hospital, and this message is coming to them, I pray, Lord, it will enter into their hospital bed with power, unction, and anointing in Jesus' name. Anywhere the people are linking up now, I pray they will link up with your power, with your authority, with your anointing. We will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said, Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. As you know, and as you have learned, we are here for a celebration, and it is a celebration of freedom. When we talk about freedom, freedom is applicable in very many ways. There is personal freedom, there is family freedom, there is community freedom, there is national freedom, and there is freedom in every area of our lives. And what the Lord is calling us to at this time of celebration of freedom is the celebration of our redemption, the celebration of our liberty, the celebration of our deliverance, the celebration of our dominion, the celebration of great possibilities in our lives. And as you come here today, I want to assure you, the love of God is shining upon you. And the grace of God is available for you. Everything you have been dreaming about, everything you have been thinking about, the Lord will fulfill for you. In Jesus' name. As we begin a celebration of freedom, I want you to prepare your heart. Number one, understand that you are a special individual in the sight of God. Don't let anybody tell you that there is no miracle for you, that you are so bad, that you've gone so far, that you will not have the grace, the love, the mercy, the freedom of the Lord. The good news I have for you is that God has been thinking about you. And that God brought you here, not by yourself. He actually led you here to do something in your life. And that thing he wants to do, he will do it. In Psalm 102, Psalm 102, verse 18, this shall be written for the generation to come. What the Lord will do for you, what the Lord will do for our church here, and for our church everywhere, and for everyone coming in contact with us, this thing that is going to be done shall be written for the generation to come. And the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. The people that you don't know now, the people that don't know you now, when they hear your testimony, they will praise the Lord. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, and to loose those that are appointed to death, to release them, to loose them, to break their yoke, and to set them free, to loose those that are appointed to death. to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem when the people are gathered together, and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. Here we are gathered together, and we are gathered so that we can celebrate our freedom. We are going to celebrate together. In Psalm 116, reading from verse 16, Psalm 116, verse 16, O Lord, truly, I am thy servant. I am thy servant, and the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. At the end of the meeting, you'll be able to testify like the psalmist, Almighty God, I belong to you. You belong to God. Amen. I said you belong to God. Amen. Number one, by creation. Number two, by redemption. Everybody belongs to the Lord by creation. And then, as I come to you tonight, and I give you the call to appreciate what the Lord has done, because he has called you to himself for the very fact that he created you, then he'll come, he'll make you to have the second step. In a double way, by creation and by redemption, you belong to the Lord. And when you respond to the call of the Lord, that he created you, and now he wants to redeem you, and you respond to that call, then in a double way, in a definite way, in a way that Satan himself cannot contradict, then you totally and fully belong to the Lord. Then you'll be able to say, I am thy servant. Oh yes, truly, I am the servant of the Lord, the son of thine handmaid. And thou, Almighty God, thou, Almighty God, in thy redeeming power and gracious power, you have loosed my bonds. And I'm talking to you on the joy of freedom in Christ. The joy of freedom in Christ. When the Lord takes hold of your life, and the Lord sets you free, and then he shakes everything shakeable out of your life, and he breaks the yoke, and he destroys the works of the devil and the things that bind you, he releases you and he sets you free, then you have the joy of freedom, the joy of freedom in Christ. And I bring the message to you in three parts. Number one, the scripture. Number two, the Son. Number three, the Spirit. Number one, the scripture that sets us free is the word of the Lord. The scripture of truth, the scripture that sets us free. Number two, the Son that sets us free. The Son walks with the scripture. Christ the Son is a living word, and the scripture is a written word, and the living word walks very closely with the written word, and the written word and the living word combining together will set you free. Number three, the Spirit that keeps us free. The scripture sets you free. The Son sets you free. And the Spirit keeps you free. The joy of freedom in Christ. Let's look at the scripture. The scripture that sets us free. And if you will pay attention tonight, and you listen to the word of God, and you receive the word of God into your heart, and you accept the word of God as being given to you directly, and you endeavor to apply the word of God to yourself, and say, yes, I know that word of truth, that scripture of truth is sent unto me. I hear it. I believe it. I receive it. I accept it as coming to me. Then you apply it in your life, and you take it in, and you meditate on it even tonight. And then we pray on the basis of that unchanging word of God. That word will set you free.
Amen.
I said the word will set you free.
Amen.
And when the word sets you free, all your chains, all your shackles, all your bondage, all the impossibilities in your life, all the things that tie you up, Almighty God will come in His power, in His authority, and He breaks every yoke in your life. And when that yoke is broken, then the joy, the blessedness, the happiness that now I am free, you'll be able to say, once I was bound, but now I am free. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Once I was in captivity, in a cage of the devil, but now the Lord has opened the cage, and now I am free. Tonight is the night of freedom in Jesus' name. The scripture that sets us free in John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You see, there are many people, they are thinking that they want to be free. They want to be free, but they do not have the truth of the word of God. And yet, it is the truth of the word of God that comes into your life. And when you allow that truth to take effect and to take root in your life, then the truth that you know is the truth that will break your yoke and destroy all the works of the devil. And then that truth will totally release you into the blessing of God. The truth sets you free. Do you know, ignorance binds us. Ignorance ties us up. Ignorance destroys us. If you are ignorant about the promise of God for you, if you are ignorant about the plan of God for you, if you are ignorant about the price that Jesus already paid for you, if you are ignorant about the fact that you are released already, you are free already, you are set free already, and that the yoke in your life has been broken already, if you are ignorant of the truth that sets you free, you remain bound up. And you will not be able to get out of the bondage. Ignorance binds us up. But the knowledge of the truth, the knowledge of what Christ has done, the knowledge of what Christ has provided for you, the knowledge of the fact that today, if you will call upon the Lord, He will set you free. That knowledge is what sets you free. You see, if you look at Isaiah, open your Bible, if you have a Bible there. If you don't have a Bible, I read to you, just listen. Isaiah chapter 5, in verse 13, it says, therefore, my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge. That's what I told you. Ignorance binds us up. My people are gone into captivity because they do not have knowledge. When you have the knowledge the truth of Scripture, the truth of the promise of God, the truth of the provision of God, the truth of the price that Christ has paid for your redemption. When you have the knowledge of that truth, you're free. And tonight you are free. I said tonight you are free. My people are gone into captivity because they do not have knowledge. And their honorable men are famished. They are dried up. And their multitude dried up with thirst. Just because they do not have the knowledge of what they ought to have. They do not have the knowledge of the provision of the Lord for them. But tonight, you are going to have that knowledge. And when you have that knowledge, you have the truth. The Scripture sets you free. You are free.
Amen.
I said you are free.
Amen.
As Joshua was going to the land of Canaan, he must have remembered that 40 years before that time, 12 spies had been sent to the land of Canaan. And 10 of those 12 spies came back. They said, we saw something there. We saw impossibility there. And it was impossible for them to get into the land of Canaan. But Caleb and Joshua said, let us go up at once. You see, the others were bound by ignorance. They didn't have enough knowledge about the God of heaven, about the deliverance that the Lord has provided for them. And the mistake they made, they were looking at the giants in comparison to themselves. And they said, we saw the giants there. We saw the sons of the Anakims there. And they're so great and so big. We look like grasshoppers in their sight. And the mistake many people make, they compare themselves with the people of the world. These 10 spies compare themselves to the giants in the land. And they said, we are not able, but the secret of victory, the secret of knowledge in Christ, and the secret of knowledge in the Lord is that you don't compare the enemy with yourself, you compare them with the Almighty God. And Caleb and Joshua, that was the knowledge they had. Instead of comparing the enemies with themselves and seeing themselves as grasshoppers and seeing those people as giants, Caleb and Joshua compared those men, the sons of the Anakims, were the Almighty God. Oh, and they said, God is greater than all those sons of the Anakims. And I want to tell you tonight, God is greater than your problem.
Amen.
God is greater than your sickness.
Amen.
And God is greater than whatever is binding you tonight. And because God is greater, it's going to set you free in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And when you know that your God is great, like Joshua knew, my God is great, and my God is able to do everything, and you compare your problem with the Almighty God, He will set you free.
Amen.
I said He will set you free.
Amen.
The problem may be a personal problem, or the problem may be a family problem, or the problem may be a general problem, problems with everybody else. Then today, as you believe on the Lord, and you come out and you say, now, I have knowledge about the Almighty God, and because of the knowledge I have about the Almighty God is able to solve my problems. Is He able?
Yes.
I said, is He able?
Yes.
And it will solve your problem tonight.
Yeah.
That's what Joshua and Caleb, that's what they believed. They knew the word of God. Ye shall know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That is the word of God. It's not only to hear it in your ear. You pronounce it. You confess it. You proclaim it with your mouth. You tell yourself. You tell your neighbors. You tell the people around you. You tell the people you see and the people you don't see. You tell the Pharisees and the Sadducees. You know who the Pharisees are? The Pharisees are people that they see, but they don't want to see. Did you hear me? There are some Pharisees. They see, they don't want to see, but they will see something in your life.
Yeah.
I said they will see something in your life.
Yeah.
And this word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. Say it out. Profess it. Declare it. Tell everybody around you the word of the Lord. What's the word of the Lord? I'm the Lord that healeth thee. You will overcome your enemy.
Amen.
You'll overcome your problem.
Amen.
And the Lord will give you victory even tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The word of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth. And then it says, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Thou shalt have good success. You'll have good success.
Yeah.
But you see, the word of the Lord is not enough to hear it. You hear it, you accept it, you believe it. Then the Lord said, you meditate on that word day and night. That means, as you are hearing the word of God, that this is the time of your freedom, the time of your liberty, the time of your deliverance, the time of your healing, the time of your salvation, the time of the glory of God coming upon your life. You meditate on that. While you are hearing that word of God, that's for me. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be delivered. The Lord is going to set me free. The Lord is going to break my yoke. And deliverance has come for me. You do not meditate on any negative sin. You meditate on the word of God. Because when God says possible, the devil says impossible. Who are you going to agree with? I agree with God. I said I agree with God. When God says yes, the devil says no. Who do you agree with?
God.
I agree with God. God says yes, I'm delivered. I am set free. I am healed. I am redeemed. And all my yokes are broken. You agree with God. God says possible tonight.
Yes.
I said God said possible tonight.
Yes.
And all your yokes are broken in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Think about it this way. Here you have, on your left hand side, you have Satan. On your right hand side over here, you have God. And then you are in the middle. And then I say, you are healed. God says yes, Satan says no. I say, you are delivered. God says possible, Satan says impossible. I say that all your problems are solved. And God says, amen. And the devil says, no. And then nothing is done yet. Where do you move? God is here. Satan is there. God says, yes. God says, possible. God says, it is done. And then you move like this. And you move to the side of God. God says, possible. I say, possible. God says, yes. I say, yes. God says, it's done. I say, it's done. And the only one isolated, Satan. I am with God. And two, the two of us are greater than Satan.
Yes.
On the side you come tonight, on the side you stay tonight. If you agree with God tonight, your yokes are broken.
Yes.
If you agree with God tonight, all your problems are solved.
Yes.
Because the word of the Lord declares to you to be healed, to be delivered, to be redeemed, and to be saved. And you come into agreement with God, and all those problems, they are solved in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Psalm 1. In Psalm 1, we're looking at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. I'm sure you have, many of us who have read that verse before. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Who is the ungodly? Somebody who is not like God. God, godly, ungodly. Those letters, UN, ungodly. Puts a no on the godly. Righteous, unrighteous, not righteous. Godly, ungodly, not godly. That means then, if you do not walk with the people that say no, with the people that disagree with God, the word of God says you are healed. The word of God says you are delivered. The word of God says you are set free, and you do not walk with the people that say no to what God is saying. You say, yes, I believe. Then it's going to be yours. I said it will be yours.
Yeah.
And you are not standing in the way of sinners. And you are not sitting in the seat of discomfort. But it's delight. It's in the law of the Lord. In his law does he meditate their night. You meditate on the promise of God. I am the Lord that healeth you. I am the Lord, I will deliver you. I am the Lord, your Redeemer. You meditate on the word of God. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever it doeth shall prosper. That's the redeemed man. That's the released man. That's the man that is set free. You are set free from every yoke. You are set free from every bondage. You are set free from every shackle. And then it says, now you are free. Now you are delivered. And then you are blessed in all your ways. That's what the Lord is telling us tonight. And as you believe, you'll find it will be possible in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalm 119 verse 11. Psalm 119 verse 11. The scripture that sets us free. The word of truth that sets us free. Psalm 119 verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. You see, you hide the word of God in your heart. And that word of God you hide in your heart will set you free, number one, from sin. Number two, from sickness. Number three, from Satan. When you want to have that threefold freedom, that threefold deliverance, that threefold victory, that threefold manifestation of the goodness and the grace of God in your life, it says, it's based on the word of God. Thy word have I hid inside my heart, so that I will not sin against you. Freedom from sin, freedom from sickness, and freedom from satanic affliction or satanic attack, all of those things come as a result of the word of God, the scripture, the truth in your heart and in your life. And then when you accept the word of God, when you believe the word of God, when you stand on that word of God, then as I speak the word of authority into your life, That word will release power into your life.
Amen.
Will release anointing into your life.
Amen.
The anointing that breaks the yoke will be released into your life tonight. You'll be totally free in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 8, I'm reading from verse 5. The word that sets us free. Any yoke in your life, any bondage in your life, any problem in your life, any difficulty in your life, any unresolved problem in your life, it is the word that breaks the yoke, that will release you and release the blessing of God into your life. If the blessing you need is in the area of your work, your profession, or your trade, or whatever it is you are doing, the word of God that I release into your life tonight, as you know it, that word will release abundant blessing into your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Matthew chapter 8, I'm reading from verse 5. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. That means begging him. That means pleading with him. That means asking him, beseeching him, asking him, pleading with him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of a palsy, grievously tormented. This man, even though he was a military man, he was a merciful man, a loving man, a considerate man, a compassionate man. It wasn't even a son, not even a member of the family. My servant lies at home sick of a palsy. And then Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. You know, Jesus never said no to anybody that wanted healing. Whether they are believers or unbelievers, whether they are Israelites or Gentiles, whether they are strangers or members of the body of Christ, whether they are coming to synagogue or they are going to temple or they never go to worship anywhere. That's why I come to you today with a word of assurance that as you come to the Lord tonight, the Lord will not reject your request in Jesus' name.
Amen.
He never rejected the request of anyone. He actually spoke to this man when the man said, Lord, my servant is lying helpless, sick, tormented, afflicted at home, and we can do nothing about it. And then the Lord said, I will come and heal him. If you look at those words of Jesus, it's a word of authority. I will come. When I get there, the sickness will not stay. I will heal him. It's a word of mercy. It wasn't even asking the centurion to do anything. I will come. Without any condition attached, I will come and heal him. And tonight the Lord is telling you, no matter where you are, and no matter who you are, the Lord is coming your way.
Amen.
I said the Lord is coming your way.
Amen.
And the Lord will heal you.
Amen.
And the Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
He will set you free in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But you know the answer of this man in verse 8. Very, very interesting. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. The scripture that sets us free. The word that sets us free. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And today I will speak that word.
Amen.
You will be healed in Jesus' name. The scripture that sets us free. Point number two, the Son that sets us free. The Son of God. The Son of God. The Son that sets us free. I come to John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, we're looking at verse 36. John chapter 8, verse 36. We are told, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If the Son of God, in his mighty power, in his redemptive power, if the Son shall make you free, set you free, ye shall be free indeed. The Son also comes. I told you at the beginning of the message, there is the Son, the living word. And then there is the scripture, the written word. When the written word is taken hold of by the living word, when the Son of God takes hold of the word of God and applies it into your life, you will not escape your miracle. Your miracle will come to you in Jesus' name. It says there, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. When it says the Son, if the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You remember the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That's the Lord Jesus Christ setting the people free. Free from sin, free from sickness, and free from satanic attack. Number one, free from sin, the Son of God. There was a woman that was taken in adultery, in the very act. And these religious people brought this woman to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, Lord, we have a problem here on our hand. What are we going to do about it? And we're trying to put him in a trial. They wanted to put him in a problem. And he said, now, the law of Moses said, if you catch anybody in adultery, you stone her. What do you say? What would Jesus say? If Jesus said, no, don't stone her, they will say, there you are, religious people, Jewish people, have you heard? This man that calls himself a great redeemer, and he calls himself a person that's abiding by the word of God, he says he's the Son of God. He says we should not obey the law of Moses. We should not stone a woman. He said we should just let him go and let her continue committing the adultery, that it doesn't matter at all. If Jesus said that, they'll say, now we caught him. So he couldn't say no, don't stone her. If Jesus said, the law of Moses said, you catch anybody in adultery, stone her, go ahead and stone her. Then they said, there you are, you people, did you hear? It doesn't have love. It doesn't have mercy. It doesn't have compassion. And so, sometimes, when agents of Satan ask you a question and you say yes or no, if you say yes, they catch you. If you say no, they catch you. But you can never catch Jesus like that. I said you can never catch Jesus like that. And so Jesus was writing on the ground. He acted as if he didn't hear them. And he was writing on the ground, writing on the ground. Then they kept on saying, what do you say? Yes or no? Stone her or release her. And then Jesus said, he that has no sin among you, let him pick up the first stone and stone her. Conviction came to their heart. Condemnation came to their heart. They couldn't stone her because they had sin in their lives. And they went away one by one. After they had gone, Jesus looked up and Jesus said, woman, what are those who accuse us? Has no man condemned you? And she said, no, Lord, no man, Lord. And now Jesus, remember, the Son that sets us free, free from sin. Neither do I condemn you, but go and sin no more. He released her and broke the yoke of sin and broke the chains of sin. And since that time, that woman became free from sin. Tonight, you'll be free in Jesus' name. I told you, number two, free from sickness. Free from sickness. Do you remember it's in John chapter 5? And there were many people at the pool of Siloam. And at that pool, an angel will come from heaven and then trouble the water. And whoever of the sick that jumped into the river first will be healed. But this man was impotent. This man could not help himself. And this man did not have anybody that would help him and take him up and put him inside the water. So when the angel came and troubled the water, somebody always went in before him. Helpless. No helper. No healing. And then Jesus came. And Jesus said, "Will you be made whole?" And the man said, "I have no man." If you have Jesus, you have somebody. I said, if you have Jesus, you have somebody. Give me a good answer. You have Jesus, you have somebody. The man said, "I have no man. When water is troubled, to put me inside the water." And Jesus said, "Take up your bed, rise up, and walk." Healing came. He came to set us free from sickness. Number one, from sin. Number two, from sickness. Number three, from satanic affliction. From satanic attack. Jesus was just coming out of the boat. And then there was this man that had insanity. And this man that had insanity was very mad, being tormented and being controlled by the devil. He will hurt himself. He wanted to destroy his own life. And then he ran to Jesus. And as he ran to Jesus, the devil inside him, the demons inside him, the evil spirit inside him cried out and said, "What have we to do with you? Have you come to torment us before our time?" And then Jesus said, "What's your name?" And then he said, "We're legion, because we're many." Thousands of evil spirits possessing the man, destroying the life of the man, wanting to kill that man, wanting him to kill himself. Maybe you are there today and you have evil power tormenting you, evil spirit tormenting you, Satan controlling your life. Tonight, the Lord will set you free. Jesus came to set us free. Free from sin. Free from sickness. And free from satanic attack and satanic affliction. And today, the Lord will set every one of us free in Jesus' name. There is freedom in the name of Christ. There is deliverance in the name of Christ. And it is the Son that sets us free. We're told in Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. I'm reading from verse 37. Mark chapter 7, verse 37. "And they were beyond measure astonished, saying, 'He has done all things well.'" That's deliverance. He has done all things well. That's salvation. He has done all things well. That's dominion. He has done all things well. He set them free, free from sin, free from sickness, and free from satanic attack. He has done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. That's what the Lord is going to do here today. And the Lord will answer our prayers in Jesus' name. In Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. I'm reading from verse 11. "And behold, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. I was bowed together. I could no wise, she could in no wise lift up herself. This woman had an oppression, an attack. It was sickness, but it was caused by the devil. When Jesus saw her, and the Lord is seeing you tonight, he sees you in that problem, and he's going to deliver you out of that problem. He will set you free from that problem. He will break the yoke of your life. He will totally set you free. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And that's what the Lord is telling you tonight. Even before the Lord touched her, even before the Lord prayed for her, even before the Lord exercised any form of authority, he said, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And the Lord has told you tonight, you are set free already.
Amen.
You are delivered already.
Amen.
All your chains, all your shackles, all your problems, everything is destroyed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And then in verse 16, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound?" It was Satan binding the woman for those 18 years, whom Satan has bound. Lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. And the Lord Jesus Christ is still the same today, because the word of God says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And what he did before, he will do here tonight.
Amen.
And in all those places where you are listening now, and you are watching, and you are listening to the voice, the Lord will do the same thing in your life right there today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 10, reading from verse 38. Now, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. Healing how many?
All.
Tell me out loud.
All.
Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. That healing will come to you today.
Amen.
The deliverance will come to you today.
Amen.
Because Christ is still the same. The Son sets us free. The Scripture that sets us free. Now point number three. The Spirit that keeps us free. The Scripture and the Son set us free. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit keeps us free. In Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life, that means the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of life. If there is a spirit of death tormenting you, the spirit of suicide tormenting you, and the spirit of bondage tormenting you, tonight the Spirit of life will make you free from the law of sin and death.
Amen.
I want to hear an amen.
Amen.
Because when the Scripture becomes a reality in your heart, and the Son of God becomes your Savior, your healer, and your deliverer, then the Spirit of the living God will confirm it also in you. The Lord Jesus said in verse 8, chapter 4 of Luke. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave each again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day, everybody say this day.
This
day. Say that again. Thank you. This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. He told the people. He said the fulfillment of the Spirit of God coming upon your life and bringing deliverance and destroying the yoke in your life. That deliverance, the fulfillment, is this night. I said it is this night. And it says, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. What scripture is that? Look at verse 18 again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. We know that the Lord Jesus Christ, in the previous chapter, he was baptized in water, and the Spirit of the living God came upon him. And then when he entered into chapter 4, we're told in verse 1, and Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was tempted of the devil. After the temptation, we're told in verse 14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. He returned in the power of the Spirit of God. And now he came to the synagogue, and he opened the book of Isaiah, and where he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. If your heart is broken here today, the Lord will heal your heart. And if you have any disease in your kidney, in the internal parts of your body, the Lord will touch you. He will heal you by Spirit in Jesus' name. And to preach, to proclaim, to declare deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind. The recovering of sight to the blind. The blind, they are still receiving their sight. I said the power of God remains the same. And there is the recovering of sight to the blind. And then, if you are in captivity, here is your night, and the Lord will deliver you in Jesus' name. And then, as you look at that verse of scripture in verse 18, it says to set at liberty them that are bruised. To set at liberty the people that are bruised. That's the freedom we're talking about. And that freedom has come to you. I said that freedom has come to you. And the Lord will set you free and deliver you in Jesus' name. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's the year of Jubilee. That's the year of liberty. That's the year of freedom. That's the year of deliverance. It says to proclaim and to reveal and to declare unto you the year of the Lord, the acceptable year of the Lord. That Spirit of God is here tonight. I will totally destroy the works of the devil in your life in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. The Lord Jesus said he was casting out devils by the Spirit of God. It's the work of Christ, the Son, that sets us free. at the same time is the work of the Spirit. The Spirit that makes us free and keeps us free, casting out devils by the Spirit of God. We come back to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, make alive, revive your mortal bodies by a Spirit that dwelleth in you. The Spirit of the Lord, so powerful and so mighty, raised up Jesus from the dead. And it says, because that Spirit of the Lord that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in your mortal body. It says, that same mighty Spirit, that same quickening Spirit, that same reviving Spirit, the Spirit that makes alive, will quicken, will make alive, will revive, will turn everything and transform your body by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. And tonight is that night.
Amen.
I said tonight is that night.
Amen.
And the Lord will do it in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Actually, the Lord has given us His word in Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, from verse 15. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is good news. It's glad tidings. And the Lord Jesus said, as we go from country to country, from church to church, from nation to nation, from Africa to Europe, from Europe to America or any other place, it says, preach the gospel, the good news. Preach that the glad tidings to every creature. Good news for sinners, you can be saved. Good news for the sick, you can be healed. Good news for the oppressed, you can be delivered. And good news to the people that are poor, the Lord will provide prosperity for you. And good news for the barren, the Lord will give you miracle children. Good news for everyone, anyone that is having problem, the Lord will solve your problem. Go into all the world and preach that good news, that gospel, the glad tidings, unto every creature, whatever their situation may be. And then it says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Are there believers here tonight?
Yes.
I said, do you believe the Lord tonight?
Yes.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. Any devil there tonight, when I speak the word of God, they are cast out in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And then it says, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take off serpents. And if they drink any deadly sin, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I say you will recover.
Amen.
Because tonight is the night of your freedom.
Amen.
Is the night of your deliverance.
Amen.
And is the night of your dominion.
Amen.
Is the night of God setting you free.
Amen.
The night of your liberty.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. In Matthew chapter 18, reading verse 18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I thought you'd say good amen.
Amen.
And whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Amen.
Whatsoever we loose tonight will be loosed over here, over there, everywhere in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whatsoever he shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. If you agree with me tonight, as I agree with you tonight, if you there agree with me tonight, as I agree with you tonight, if you there will agree with me tonight, as I agree with you tonight, your yokes will be broken. Yeah. Your oppression will be taken away. Yeah. And the destruction in your life will go away in Jesus' name. Yeah. The scripture that sets us free, the Son that sets us free, and the Spirit that keeps us free. You have heard the truth. I'm sure you believe it. I said, I'm sure you believe it. You have known the truth. I believe you are standing on that truth of the Word of God now. And that Word and that truth will set you free in Jesus' name. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And if the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Tonight is the night of our freedom. Get ready now for your freedom. You will be free. Free from sin. Free from sickness. And free from satanic oppression. If you believe this is your time, you get up. You are going to have your miracle now. Freedom from sickness. I said freedom from sickness. And freedom from satanic attack. Your miracle is coming to you now in Jesus' name. If you are lame, God will set you free from your paralysis. If you are blind, you'll be free from blindness. If you have HIV/AIDS tonight, you'll be free in Jesus' name. When you hear that final amen, you check up yourself. The miracle will be there already in Jesus' name. Wherever you are now, just stay where you are. Stay where you are, you raise up your hand for your miracle. And then after the prayer, you will check up yourself. And you will see the miracle is there. If you brought anybody deaf and dumb, stay by them now, raise up your hand for them. Anybody lame, stay by their side. Anybody blind, stay by their side. Anybody having any problem, stay by their side. The miracle of deliverance and freedom is coming to you now in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because today is a day of liberty, that day of freedom, that day of deliverance. I release your freedom or miracle into the lives of all the people in Jesus' name. Any swelling in your body, goiter, hunchback, stomach problem, hernia, whatever, I command that swelling, come out in Jesus' name. HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, cancer, ulcer, any other sickness, eternal, I command right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I pray all those who have demonic oppression, or demonic attack, or insanity, I command right now, all those demonic spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Break every yoke in their lives. Destroy the works of the devil. Oh Lord, I pray that right now, miracle on the right, miracle at the center, miracle on the left, miracle outside, miracles everywhere in Jesus' name. You are free. You are free. You are free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen.